when I was in high school, I was kind of a fuck up. I just wanted to be a guitarist. That's all I cared about in the world. I just wanted to be a musician. I got straight D's through high school because I just didn't care. I spent all my time just playing music. And I decided I wanted to go to Berklee College of Music. I just wanted to be a full-time musician. So just a couple months before I was set to go, I saw an ad in the local newspaper classified section saying music typesetting. I thought, huh, if I'm going to be off at music school, they're going to be making us handwrite all these, you know, treble clef 16th notes with the little bars that connect them and all those dots and lines. That's going to be a pain in the ass. There's got to be some kind of like a music typewriter so I don't have to do all that. So I called this guy up and said, hey, I've got a question for you. And I asked about a music typewriter. And he said, well, why do you want to know? I said, because I'm going to Berklee College of Music. And keep in mind, I'm 17 years old, right? So while I still had the guitar in my lap with a phone, I just said, I'm going off to Berklee College of Music, and I don't want to handwrite all this stuff. And the guy is great. He's this black guy with this deep voice and this kind of demeanor that's a little bit like Denzel Washington when he's being kind of super cool. And so just imagine that kind of voice, and he's going, huh, Berklee College of Music, huh? What do you want to go to Berklee College of Music for? And I said, well, I want to be a great songwriter. And he goes, you know, $25,000 in 4 years is a lot of time and money to learn how to write a verse and chorus. And I said, well, but that's what I want to do. And he said, well, look, I used to teach at Berklee School of Music a few years ago. I attended and then I taught there. And he said, why don't you come by my studio at 9 a.m. tomorrow? Let me just show you a few things I think you should know before you go. I said, okay, great. And I got his address and showed up at his studio at 9 a.m. He told the story, by the way. We're still friends to this day. He told the story much like 15 years later. I heard him tell the story saying that he never expected me to show up. Apparently, kids would come to him all the time saying they wanted to be famous, they wanted to be successful. And he would always say, show up at my studio at 9 a.m. sharp, and nobody ever would. So just the fact that I was the one that actually showed up at his studio at 9 a.m. sharp impressed him. So here's what's fascinating, and you can relate this to any technique, whether it's programming or kung fu, is that it's just kind of raising the bar of expectations and learning speed. He sat me down at the piano. He said, okay, we're going to learn music theory because it's one of the first things you need to know at Berklee is really understanding jazz harmony. So all of a sudden the pace just increased. He said, okay, what's a major scale? And I went, what do you mean? He said, play me a major scale. I went, okay, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, okay, so if you were to build it, you know what a triad is? I said, yeah, it's a 1-3-5. He said, okay, if you were to build a triad off the diatonic, the first note of the scale, how does it go? I said, C-E-G. He said, okay, that's called the one chord. He said, if you were to build a triad off of the third note of the scale, how does it go? I said, E-G-B. He said, right, guess what that's called? I said, the three? He said, right. What kind of chord is three? What do you mean? What, major, minor? What is it? I said, it's minor. He said, okay. So it's called three minor. So now let's keep going. What is the six? It's A. What's the triad built off of it? A, C, E. What kind of chord is it? Minor. Okay, now if I called, I said, you were to add a seventh on top of that, what do you think it would be? I said, 1-3-5-7. It would be the next triad up. He said, okay, that's called a seven chord. Now when you play it on an A, what is it? It's a minor seven. If you were to go to the B, what is it? It's like got a flat three and I don't know what it is. He said, that's called a flat five. He said, okay, so give me the four chord in D major. I went, G. Okay, good. And he just, our lesson went at this pace for about 3 hours. Pretty soon he's showing me this. He's pulling up Charlie Parker things. He's saying, okay, now you've got a tritone. A tritone sounds dissonant. You know what dissonant is, right? I said, yeah. He said, okay, dissonant wants to resolve. Where do you get a tritone if you build a seventh chord off of this? Okay, it's on the five. Where else can you get a tritone? I don't know. Come on, think. Where else can you get a tritone? the flat two chord. That's right. Okay, so a flat two is a substitute for the five. You got that? Now give me a flat two substitute on the A flat chord. Come on, you can do it. Give me a flat two substitute. Okay, so we went at that pace for a few hours, and what I found out
is, wow, was your head about to explode at that point?
Yeah, but it was amazing because I was up for it. You know, I mean, I'm 17. I wanted to learn this stuff. And so he sent me home with this homework to basically do the same. He said, okay, analyze five different songs, write out the chord labels for five different songs, analyze the structures of five songs in this book, and come back to me Wednesday at 9 a.m. So what happened is, in only three of those lessons, I found out later when I went off to Berklee School of Music, he taught me 4 years, or actually 4 semesters of Berklee College of Music harmony in only three lessons. And in the next two lessons, he taught me 2 years of big band arranging classes in two lessons. And it was just this idea that the world is structured at a pace that is the norm. And if you stick at the pace that the world hands you, as he said, that the standard pace is for chumps. You can do better than that, so never accept the standard pace that the world gives you. And he said, I think you can graduate Berklee College of Music. It's a 4-year program. I think you can graduate in 2 years. There's no need to go at the standard pace. And I did. So on my first day of Berklee, where I took the entrance exams, I tested out of, you know, 7 semesters of stuff, of requirements that he had taught me in a few lessons. And then he just kind of got me into that mindset where I, ever since then, I just approach life thinking that the standard stuff that people tell you is the way things should be done, I see that as the standard pace is for chumps. If you're a bright person at all, you can always do better than that. You can go faster than that. If you work hard, if you focus, you can learn faster than everybody says you it takes to learn things. And that single encounter, meeting this guy, his name's Kimo Williams in Chicago, totally changed my life and how I've approached it since.